Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a
Here's David Hollander.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, your host. It's so great to be with you on this morning. Even though it is one of those gray bay mornings, I've been told it's going to clear up and be a beautiful Father's Day. Happy Father's Day weekend to all the dads out there. We work hard, don't we? Anyways, happy Father's Day. For those of you just joining me for the first time, welcome people around here. You're hearing the music. They call me the Sandman. I didn't come up with this name. My clients gave it to me. And the reason they did is because I help them sleep well at night. They don't worry about their finances, their legal questions. They put all that on me. And this was an incredibly fun week from a number of aspects, although I'm so sad about the Warriors. I'm so sorry, guys. I was on the Jumbotron. Did you see my Sandman shirt? Yes. Anyway, I am a financial advisor and an attorney, and I am broadcasting live right now this morning out of our little humble studio right here in downtown Oakland, California. I can see the dirt on the window outside. We'll just wipe it off. All right, now I can see outside. If you want to give us a call, the number to call is 866-PROTECT. That's my number. Maybe something happened this week. I don't know. Maybe you have a question, a legal matter, a financial matter. You want your question answered? Call me right now, 866-PROTECT. Be happy to see what we can do. Let me ask you a question. Do you own a 401k? Do either of your parents have a 401k or an IRA that you might inherit? Well, just about everybody I know has a 401k or some type of a savings account. And at some point, you're either going to leave that account to your family or your wife, and something could happen. Let me tell you the story. Just last Wednesday, Ken shows up here in the office, and it turns out that his dad passed away and had an IRA. Now, the IRA didn't name anyone as the beneficiary, and Ken, his son, is his only heir. But here's the problem. The custodian only distributes that account, the IRA, after probate. So in other words, he has to go to probate court, to Ken in a lump sum. He can also take it over 5 years if he wants, but in Ken's case, it doesn't matter. He's 58. He's making over $250,000 a year here in the Bay Area. And now he's going to have to realize $850,000 gain all of a sudden as ordinary income. Can you imagine? That's just going to be an incredible tax. And poor Ken, his dad just didn't know. And this is what happened. So Ken's going to get clobbered in taxes, and he's going to lose a big chunk of that inheritance. So that got me thinking. If you have a 401k, or maybe your dad does, and you're going to be getting it like Ken was, then you might want to listen to today's show, because I'm going to unveil how to inherit a 401k the right way, because I want to help you keep every penny that's rightfully yours. After all, this is Protect Your Assets. And this morning, we are talking about inheriting, or just making sure you pass on to your family your 401k. We're celebrating Father's Day this weekend. And this story this week came about a father trying to give something to his son and just made a massive mistake. And so I wanted to share this with you today. So it doesn't happen to you, because I want you to learn how to inherit a 401k the right way and pay less taxes and try and minimize any of those penalties that jump up on there too. It's just ridiculous how much money this costs. Just make a mistake. It's the way it is, I guess. Well, So if you want to make sure that your retirement account goes to the right person in the right way, you need to understand some basics of these 401k plans. And so let me help you understand that this morning, because there are some basic things you need to know. Yeah, pull up a pen if you have one and a piece of paper. Sorry. If you have a 401k or other type of retirement plan, or let's just say your parent. In this case, I'm talking about a guy named Ken. Ken's dad had a 401k. Or maybe your mom does. Then the first thing you need to do, all right, talk to your parents about this, is you've got to contact their sponsor. It's called the plan sponsor. And how you can find out who that is you can contact the company's benefits department. If you work for a small company, just ask usually the controller who this person is. But you want to get a copy of the plan document, ultimately. Or you can just ask the question of the plan sponsor. You want to find out when and if someone passes away, what are the options that you have available to you to receive that account? That's really important that you understand that, because your plan could be unique. And let me give you another example besides Ken. We saw a client a while back. I'm going to call him Sam. And Sam's company allowed Sam's wife, we're going to call her Jenny, to keep the money in his plan if he died before she did. All right, so Jenny's the mom, Sam's the dad. And if Sam dies first, Jenny can keep that plan with the company. You may say, well, so what? Well, that's important. Just something to know. This is called a beneficiary distribution, because in this case, Jenny is Sam's beneficiary. But as I mentioned earlier, if you heard the first segment, if you missed it, go check out pyaradio.com, because we put our podcast there and they're awesome. I mean, I've heard a lot of people say they really like them, because they're just different than the show you're hearing right now, but still has some really good information. So again, pyaradio.com. If you missed the first segment, I was talking about Ken, who this week came in, and he had a really bad story. And his dad had lump summed the money to Ken, so Ken ended up paying a huge tax on this $850,000. He's going to have to give back to Uncle Sam. And if you look at the numbers on this, he's given back almost $400,000. So imagine receiving a 401k of $850,000. You have to give almost half of that back in taxes because of what your plan says. Again, it really is that simple. You may say, well, how's that possible? It's possible. If your plan is set up in a certain type of a way, or it requires your beneficiaries to take the money in a certain way, you're in trouble. It's just really that simple. So you've really got to find out what happens. And I know we're all busy and we're all doing so much stuff, but think about it. You're putting so much money away into these plans, and if something happens to you and then you're stuck in one of these crazy rules, your family is going to get punished, including your wife, your kids. I mean, and so why? What's the point? What's the point of all that? Just take a simple step and get it figured out so you don't feel the pain like Ken did. Now, the reason this is because you're governed by what's called your 401k plan document. Now, this is written by your company. And I've seen a lot of these, and there's so many company plans out there that I've come across that actually limit what you can do, because there's a lot of options when it comes to these. But for some reason, I don't know if they have like this crazy gnome that runs around these companies and writes these things. But why would you do that to your employees? I just don't understand it. But anyway, your plan controls. So you got to get a copy of that. You got to find out what happens to you in the event you pass away. You need the plan document, and you need to see this. Now, sometimes I've seen where people have never signed the paperwork. In other words, they just signed up for the plan, but they didn't mention who the beneficiary was. A little gnome. Anyway, you see this happens. You see The Amazing Race, the gnome they run around with? It's kind of funny, isn't it? But anyway, I kind of like that show. Sorry. In California, this is kind of interesting for our Californians. A spouse is automatically, no matter what, you're the sole beneficiary of the 401k unless you have given written consent for somebody else to get that. And the surviving spouse has typically more flexibility than the children do, we'll call those non-spouse heirs, on how they can handle the money. Now, you have that by operation of law, but sometimes you have to go to court to make it happen. For instance, spouses can choose to take the money as if they originally owned it. And all the rules for the original owners, again, within that document, are going to apply to you as you inherit that money. I'm talking about the wives or husbands right now. A surviving spouse could roll that 401k usually into an IRA. Even if you happen to be under age 59 and a half, you heard me right. Even if you're under 59 and a half and your husband or your wife passed away, if you, as long as you're married in California, special rules apply to us. You can roll that to an IRA and not pay that 10% penalty or ordinary tax. So that's pretty neat. Think about that. Rolling it with no tax. Tax deferred, sorry. You don't want to say tax free because it's not. It's tax deferred. Meaning you're going to pay taxes on it someday, but now you're in control of how you pay your taxes. And for both of these stories I just told you about, Sam and Ken, they didn't have those options. They were stuck. They had to pay taxes on things that they didn't want to do because they just didn't know. And that's so unfair when you're talking about this kind of money. This is a big amount of money. So don't end up like these folks who came in here. Do you know how your retirement account is going to go to your loved one? I'm serious right now. Do you have all of your ducks in a row right now? Ask yourself that question, especially if you're a dad, because this is Father's Day weekend. We've got to take care of our family. So do you have all your ducks in a row right now? Well, thanks for being honest with me, because I know you don't. And what it means to you potentially is that half of your retirement account could end up in Uncle Sam's pocket just because you made a mistake. That's right, half of your account. How do you feel about that? Right? That's not comfortable. I don't want to give half of my account to the government just because something tragic happened to me or unforeseen. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where what they say could benefit the gold digger. You know what I'm talking about? The gold digger. And unintentionally hurt your kids forever. Find out what I'm talking about. Keep it right here. You're listening to Protect Your Assets. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Here's the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets. This morning, we are talking about how the financial and investing world can be so complex, so confusing, so much so that people just become paralyzed, or you can end up making no decision at all. And these mistakes can really cost you quite a bit of money. So we believe the only cure for this is through education. And that's why today I'm sharing how to inherit a 401k the right way. And so now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment.
They Say.
Are you kidding me?
Where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes bad advice. So here's one they say.
They say.
Are you kidding me?
That when you die, your 401k goes to the beneficiary that you listed. Always. Is that true? Normally, yes, but I got one for you, of course. When you designate a beneficiary or multiple persons on your 401k account, it's true, your money does avoid probate. and it can go straight to the people you listed. However, and this is a massive however, and this happened. This is a real case. I dug in the deep. This was back in 2011, by the way. This is a true case. If you're married and you've designated your spouse as your beneficiary, then you need to listen to this one because it's going to blow you away. So there's this gentleman named Leonard Kidder. You can research it yourself. I'm going to embellish some of the facts here a little bit, but basically most of this is what happened. Leonard Kidder worked for a company, let's just call it Raytheon. That's probably not true, but let's just say he did. He worked for it his entire working career. And he married Sue Ann when he was 25 years old. Now, they had three children together. And when Leonard turned 67, Sue Ann unfortunately died of cancer. Now, that really rocked Leonard's world, and he decided to stop working. And at the same time, he decided that he was going to take a cruise on, let's say, Royal Caribbean through the Mediterranean. And Leonard met Roxy, woohoo, on that cruise. And he fell in love instantaneously. We've all been there, right? It's just so important. Anyway, they got married in Mexico, of course. And what a coincidence. Roxy decided to move to San Mateo and live with Lenny in his house. Mm-hmm. Just like that. So Lenny died, unfortunately, about 6 months later. Yeah, just 6 months after they were married. And here's Roxy living in the house in San Mateo. And it just so happens that Lenny had $850,000 sitting in his 401k at Raytheon. Mm-hmm. Who gets that? Who gets it? Roxy? The kids? Who do you want to get it? It's a better question. Who do you want to get it? Who does it? That's a good question, isn't it? Well, guess what? This is completely what happened. This is what happened. Because the law is so clear when it comes to this type of an account. If you were paying attention in the last segment, I told you a little bit about this. But if the account didn't have a beneficiary on it, so let's say Lenny just forgot, simple mistake. He just never updated his form, which happens. People do it all the time. Or get this. This is even better. Let's say that his, because we know in this case, remember, that Sue Ann had passed away, right? Let's say Lenny, his contingent beneficiaries were his kids, his three kids, right? You would think that. Most of us have that. Our wives are first, and then our kids are second. And in Lenny's case, let's just say that's what happened. His kids were second. They were the contingent beneficiaries in writing. Who gets the account? Roxy ended up getting 100% of the account. What? The kids are livid.
You can't handle the truth.
That's right. And the reason is because of the law. Unless Roxy waives her right to receive that in writing, she gets it. 100% of it. Isn't that incredible? But what's so sad about the story is that this rule can't, you heard me right, it can't be undone by a prenuptial. Because I know what you're first thinking. Oh, I'm going to have her sign a prenuptial. Nope. Why? Why? Well, because she's not a spouse yet. She's a fiancé, excuse me. Could you believe this? So you've now got a prenuptial, got a lawyer. Well, any lawyer who's good won't do that for you because they'll know better. But maybe when you're in Mexico, you had the whatever, barista. That's a drink maker, sorry. Draw up this prenup for you. You go get married and it doesn't work. Sorry. Guess what? A postnuptial won't work either. Why? Because remember, Roxy has to sign off on this in writing. You got to get Roxy to sign off on this, or else she's still going to get it. Even if she signs a postnuptial agreement. I mean, this is unbelievable, but this is the way it is. So, kids out there, this is Father's Day, and I love my kids. So, kids, pay attention. If your dad or your mom gets remarried suddenly, and you're shaking your head like this just can't be real, then there's something you need to do. Now, I'm going to give you a loophole right now because you know us good lawyers always have the loophole. And in this case, if Lenny was still alive, so here's what you do. Your parent is still alive and you're worried about them because now they're all alone. And I hear this just about every week. Here's what you can do. You can tell your dad, Lenny, in this case, go to Lenny and say, Lenny, you're retired now and you don't really need to keep your plan with your sponsor anymore, in this case, Raytheon. I'd like you to roll that over to your own self-directed IRA where you can do whatever you want. See, that's psychology there working. Lenny will say, gee, that's so great. And guess what? You happen to have the paperwork right there when you have that meeting. Okay. Roll it to an IRA. You have so many more investment choices. So you go ahead and Lenny rolls that over and then he takes the trip and he marries Roxy. Well, guess what? He can roll that over anytime he wants, even if she doesn't approve it. Even if they were married. So if Lenny married Roxy and they come back and you're still worried about all this and he hasn't signed it yet, go over there and have him sign it over to his own IRA. Don't leave it at the 401k. That's the difference here. With the 401k, you have this law which makes things happen. If you just roll it to a self-directed IRA, the loophole steps in and he can start to change things. Now, here's where it's going to get fascinating because you may say, well, it's still community property. And she can argue that she gets some of it, and you're right. But 6 months worth or 4 months worth of a marriage compared to 37 years that your mom or your dad was married to Lenny or what's a woman's name stand with L? Laverne? Right? I think you have a much better argument and you probably will get most of that 850 grand if you go to court and fight over this thing. So what this really means is you should know your plan. Know what your plan says, like I said earlier, and then know what the spousal rights are and then act accordingly because you can take some steps to protect yourself from this. Now, I got to ask you a big question here, Mr. Lenny. Are you protected from this happening to you? You may have all good intentions. Look, I'm not saying you shouldn't go on that cruise and meet Roxy and have a great time. It's your life and you can do whatever you want. No one's saying that. But let's be real and honest with each other. Don't we sometimes make questionable judgments in moments, seconds that could have some massive impacts like what I'm talking about right now? And you didn't mean to hurt your kids. It just has happened. So let me just say this to you. It never hurts to get a second opinion. It's time for a quick break, but when I come back, find out how to turn your 401k into millions by delaying the tax that's going to be owed on it. It's called stretching your IRA. Find out what it is. It's coming up next. Keep it right here.
Planning for retirement today can be like a gigantic roller coaster you've never been on before. And right after that kid straps you into your seat and says you're good to go, you notice they forgot to tie their own shoes. Well, it could be a bumpy ride, but don't white knuckle your retirement planning. Call 866-PROTECT and let David Hollander help you throw your hands in the air like you just don't care. Enjoy the rest of the ride. Call 866-PROTECT and speak to the Protect Your Assets team today. That's 1-866-PROTECT. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets. One of the great places to attend one of our enjoyable events. We have a lot of fun at those, and you should sign up because we're taking a list down right now. Go to pyaevents.com, pyaevents.com, and you can sign up right there. We will let you know it's coming soon, but get on the pre-list, pyaevents.com. You've tuned in this morning, likely the most important show when it comes to your retirement life. Other shows are busy pitching the annuity of the week or an expensive collection of mutual funds. We help you explore the most important financial and retirement-related questions that you want answered. So thank you for letting me know what you want to hear about. I really appreciate that. You can tell me if you have an idea at PYA Radio. At PYA Radio, give me an idea. I'd appreciate it. So this morning we're talking about your 401k and how to inherit it the right way, because we had some doozies this morning. I've been telling you these stories that have been coming through the office here, and it's unbelievable what's been happening out there. So if you missed it, you can always go to our podcast and catch up, PYA Radio. We'll be releasing it usually later today, but check tomorrow. It should be there as well. So they usually come out later in the afternoon. I want to wish a happy birthday to Ted Ball, Ron Waller, Rabbi Dan Goldblatt, Bob Ra, Leanne Gray, and Bill Burgess. Happy birthday to all of you. Hope you have an incredible birthday. And so we've been talking this morning about inheriting an IRA. And if you're going to leave your IRA to somebody and you've made choices on your form, it may not go the way that you thought it was going to go. In fact, I gave you a couple stories early where, in fact, people made decisions that didn't end up happening the way they wanted. And it cost their family big time. So one of the things you need to find out about, I was going through, you got to get your plan document and find out what are the options that your beneficiaries have to receive your account when they receive it. One of the options that you have is called a stretch IRA. This is important because there's three options that are available to your beneficiaries. The first I talked about, which is a lump sum distribution. So we started out at the top of the hour talking about Ken and his dad who had left him an IRA, or sorry, a 401k, and his 401k plan provider made him take it in a lump sum. And so Ken was looking at an $850,000 distribution here in 2019 that he was going to add to his already income of over $250,000. So now we have over $1 million of ordinary income this guy is going to declare in 2019. Can you imagine that? The tax on that, gone. $400,000. See ya. Goodbye. Bad. Your next choice is a five-year distribution where you take that $850,000 over 5 years in equal installments. That's okay. But again, in Ken's case, it's not going to really help him, because if you add 200 and change to his already over 250 plus income, again, bam, big taxes. Not a good option. So the third option, the one that I'm really excited about, is called the stretch IRA. And that's the one you want to zero in on if you have that ability. Remember, we talked legally earlier about spouses and new marriages and so forth. Doesn't mean you can stretch it just because the provider allows you to stretch it. You need to make sure that first part of the equation is handled. And I told you about that earlier. So now I'm talking about the second step of that equation, how you inherit it over time. And the reason why I like the inherited IRA or the stretch IRA is because then you can spread it out over your lifetime. So remember earlier I was talking about Lenny, and Lenny had three children. Imagine his three children were the ages of 52, 47, and 39. The 52-year-old has a much different life expectancy than the 39-year-old female, right? I mean, you just know that. If he's a 52-year-old male, he's going to live a lot shorter than the 39-year-old female. It's just a number that we use when we divide this. So if you look at the life expectancy tables, you'll see that. But if you use the stretch IRA concept, and let's say the 39-year-old daughter is going to receive a third of that $850,000, she's going to get to spread that out over her lifetime. Follow me? So she can leave a lot more of that money in the account, let it grow tax deferred all these years, and just take out what's called a little bit of a mandatory distribution off of that asset. Not the whole thing, but a much, much smaller percentage. And by doing that, by allowing those dollars to compound, In some cases, tax-free, because we could also do a Roth conversion, possibly. All that becomes possible. I want to thank the entire Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show this morning. Without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life. Mr. Sandman.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership. Oh, Sandman, bring us a dream. Make her the cutest I've ever seen. Give her to lips like roses and clover.
Magic beam, Mr. Sand.